Hi, this is Denver Nois with Wealth for Life. Thanks for listening to the show this week. It's been almost 10 years since our first show, and I appreciate all the people that have been listening over the years. Today, we're going to talk about investment fees. And should we be paying investment fees? I mean, that's a big question. We know the impact that they have on your overall retirement plan. So if you look at things like a low-cost ETF portfolio, I think there's some great ones out there. You can get, you know, for 25 basis points, sometimes even less. And for the long haul, and in a lot of different ways, I think an ETF portfolio in that regard can be great. You know, you follow the market, there's great growth potential if you pick some of the right ones, and you can do really well. But I think the distinction to make there is know that that's an investment strategy, not an income strategy. So what that means is that if you're younger and you have a long time to just kind of watch the market go up and down and ride it out, you're going to see growth. And you have those low-cost strategies, you're paying hardly anything in fees, it's really going to add up, add a lot of money into your bottom line. But the problem is, what happens is as you get close to retirement, meaning like 10 years or so. So that an example would be what happened if you decided to retire in the year 2000. Well, because from that decade of 2000 to 2010, the market really went nowhere. Now, if you're able to buy and hold through it, okay, it's fine. But if you're not, you have to start pulling out money. You know, in the year 2000, market starts going down, you start having losses. Then what happens is you run out of money. And that risk is called sequence of return risk. And inside the show here, in some of the data and one of the drop-down menus, I'll put an attachment so you can learn about sequence of return risk. But what it means is if those market losses happen to you early in retirement and you start losing, as you're taking money out, it compounds your losses, you run out of money a lot quicker. So what you do then, notice the difference between an income strategy is you're planning about out how you're gonna use your money. And over the last 17 years, I've developed what I call the Wealth for Life model. And in that model of investing, I use the FIL model. So the FIL model is an income planning strategy that has the basis of it being first, your foundation income. Now your foundation income is the money that you absolutely need every month to pay your basic food, shelter, basic living expenses, you know, your core amount of money that you have to have each month. So as an example, let's say that that's $4,000 a month that you need to cover your absolute necessities. You're going to use things like Social Security, you're going to use annuities, life insurance, certain types of bond portfolios, could be using dividend paying stocks, could be using rental real estate. You're looking for stuff that's going to be there, that's going to be stable. And there's pros and cons to each one of those strategies I just talked about, but you're going to use things that are going to be a little more stable and not have the ups and downs of the market. So then the next level there is after you've got your foundation income established and say, well, you know, we're spending $4,000 a month, that covers our bases, but we really, to be living comfortably, need $6,000 a month, so an extra $2,000. So then you start adjusting strategies and then you pick different investments based on that next $2,000 a month. Then you start using things like the low-cost ETF portfolios and other investment strategies as you're going up that level of income. Then the third level is luxury. So again, you're saying, hey, my foundation, I absolutely have to have $4,000 a month. We really are comfortable with $6,000, so we need an extra $2,000. But you know what? We'd love to have $8,000 a month because we want to travel, we want to do lots of fun. So again, then you pick different investment strategies based on that amount of dollars. So what you end up having then is this kind of mix of certain strategies covering your bases, second strategies for more that lifestyle and fun, and then third strategies for more of the luxuries and things like that. And you start incorporating all of those things, like different stocks, mutual funds, investment strategies, money managers, ETF strategies, real estate, annuities, life, Social Security. But you have those all built together in what really is an income plan. And that's different than just an investment strategy. And so how do fees work into that? Well, again, all those different elements of that strategy are going to have different fees. But when you're looking at setting up that overall income plan, what's your asset mix going to look like? Well, that's going to be a little bit different for everyone, because sometimes people might have 30% of their assets covering their foundation income. You know, maybe they got pensions, they got some other annuities set up, they got some life insurance strategies going, rental income, real estate, business income. It might only take a small portion of assets to cover that foundation income, and then the rest can be in a lot of these low-cost investment strategies. Or maybe for some people, they just, hey, I want less risk and I want to cover most of what we have going on with safer strategies. So that asset mix then might be 70% in these safer strategies. So what you do when you're developing an income plan is you sit down and invest by purpose and not just pick an investment strategy because it sounds good. You want to really know what that investment strategy is designed to do. So if you'd like to learn more information about how we do it and how I do it at Wealth for Life and what is the Wealth for Life model, just shoot me an email. My contact information here is in the bottom of the show, the podcast. So again, thanks for listening and have a great week.